But I tell you what, I like shopping on Christmas for the kids. I love the kids. But let me tell you something. Avoid these words on Christmas. Easy to assemble. Easy to assemble. You know, that's an old Indian phrase that stands for 4 hours, 37 F-words, and call an electrician. Good Lord. Don't nothing come assembled no more. Here I sit one day after Christmas with four bleeding cuts, a bent screwdriver, and indentions on my hind end from sitting on a package of Phillips head screws, and I'm closer to nailing Shania Twain than I am to putting together this damn two-wheel Christmas scooter. The feller at the store says, "Oh, it's easy. 10 minutes at the most, you're going to have it finished." Well, that's what I get for listening to the retard they hired to help out down there at the toy store on Christmas Eve. You gotta have a dadgum degree from the Ivy League to figure this garbage out. Whatever happened to insert screw A into hole B? The way God intended it, like it says in the scriptures. Nowadays you gotta measure, drill, sand, glue, weed whack, and who the hell knows what else with these kids' toys. If I wasn't such a good Christian, I'd have took them scooter wheels and went back here at the toy store and shoved them so far up that salesman's hind end he'd have skid marks on his liver. Try and do something nice for the kids at Christmas. Buy them a nice Jesus birthday scooter, and now the daggum thing won't roll because the sorry toy store retard thought I could assemble it myself. I was going to buy the floor model, but no, I got to be Cap Moron and be the guy on the TV show This Old House and screw it up, sending another Christmas straight into the crapper. Easy to assemble. Bye, humbug. Merry Christmas. Get her done.